Let's say a little bit. I guess we've said enough. Switch over a bit to the nightlife. Eastchurch was a fairly sizable station, as Air Force stations went. It had the school which I described, the Armament School, and in addition to that, it housed an armament headquarters. Headquarters responsible for armament procurement, training, development, testing, research, and so on. It was concerned with armament for all the squadrons in the UK, and I suppose to some extent for those abroad in the Middle East, India, and whatnot. That wasn't a large formation, but it did mean that there were a fair number of senior officers added to the personnel which normally would have been associated merely with the armament school. The AOC, I'm a little hazy on this, I think it was 25 group, at any rate it was the armament group headquarters. The air officer commanding the AOC was an Air Vice Marshal. Air Vice Marshal was something that hadn't been heard of in the RCAS. But, and he had on his staff a number of group captains and wing commanders and squadron leaders. And I mention that because they all shared the mess with us. So it was not only a normal station mess, but it was a headquarters mess. We, in the armament school, in the armament station, we had a group captain commanding, I think I mentioned his name the other day, group captain Pulford, mm-hmm. was the commander when I was there, and he had under him a wing commander, chief instructor. I can remember his first name, I can't remember the second. His name was wing commander Evelyn something, and that struck me as most peculiar because I remember I hadn't at that time run across the name Evelyn. Man. I guess I hadn't become acquainted with Evelyn Waugh.
No.
The author at that juncture. But,
springs to mind,
And as I say, there was a squadron leader flying in the Army School, squadron leader in charge of the flying squadron, there was a squadron leader in charge of the ground instructional, squadron leader Pidcock, squadron leader Ivins of the commander of the flying squadron. Those were the senior officers that we become more frequently concerned with and involved with. But the personnel of the group headquarters, we met socially from time to time, and we met them in the mess, but we didn't really have any direct contact with them in a professional sense. The mess itself was rather unusual. It didn't look like a building that one would design for use in England, or particularly on the Isle of Sheppey. The Isle of Sheppey was a rather grim little island, low, marshy island.
You gotta love that muzzle. You just gotta love that.
yeah, that's right. Down in the mouth of the Thames. This mess, the design of it, you would have expected to have been the pride and joy of an architect developing a structure for the tropics. It had that look about it. And I rather suspect that it was designed for the tropics. Somebody may have goofed and got the plans mixed up and sent them to Eastchurch by mistake, or maybe in the hastest of early stages of World War I, they didn't have a suitable design, they just used one that was available on the shelf and built it there. But it was a fairly open type of building in that the rafters were open, and there was a